Blog Talk Radio.
It's another Nebula collection.
Waking up another day to shine. Time is money and I never waste a dime. Always find another reason to go the extra mile. Doubt, go away, come back in a while. As a child, it was worse, now I slaughter every verse. Even though I love it, it's still a gift and a curse. Now they love me and they hate me and they judge me all at once. Gasoline for the fire and the fire for your blunt. Sitting in the studio, check me on the chart. Green, unanged shell, flying by my cart. Push start, just in case, I must put you in your place. Right jab to your face, you will never win this race. I am so in control of the turn of events. And since you're not on my level, this will not make any sense. But I know where I'm headed and I know that I will get it. Cause I'm something like the best, yes, I said it,
I'm back. What's up, everyone? Welcome to On the Fly. This is your boy, Sadie Jane. You got your girl, SJ, in the building. What's up?
What's up?
So, you know, it's supposed to be, we're kicking doing the show a little bit differently this week. Your boy Camacho is not on the show this week, but this week we change it up. It's going to be all female takeover. Y'all even going to hear me shut up a little bit too. I know, right? So, yes, this week, you know, we're going to be talking about different topics. Well, this comes to SJ's mind and a girl, me and Alexis, when she checks in her mind, you know, just getting their different views on it and kind of getting the audience involved too, you know, sharing their thoughts on what's going on. So definitely want to get you guys involved. So first off, SJ, how's everything been with you? I know we weren't on last week, so, you know, you've been big off for 2 weeks. So I know it's like, man, I'm just coming back. What's been going on with you?
I'm actually heading to a show right now. In Columbia, so I'm kind of driving, trying to be safe and talk to you guys at the same time. I feel better though than last time y'all heard me. I'm still have a little cough, but other than that, I'm pretty good.
That's definitely you. You do be a very busy woman too. You know, that's what I like about the host here on the networks. Y'all do stay busy, you know, whether it's on Grits and Glamour, the two of them, they stay busy, especially Maya Angelou. She's always doing a whole lot. And then, of course, Life at the Dust between me, myself, Karen, and Greg Keith, we really do putting in work. And then, of course, y'all, I mean, you know, you meaning Camacho. Man, y'all definitely putting in some work too. Then, oh, definitely I can't forget my people from Real Spirit Radio too. They be putting in some work. So, you know, it's just, you know, a recognizing going on, and it's definitely a good look to see that everybody's, that people to see that, hey, we're all not there. We all do great jobs at the show, but we also too are, you know, we stay busy too. So it's a good look to see that about y'all. So why are we checking on your girl, me, Alexis? You know, let's go ahead and get some of your thoughts here in a minute. We're gonna do a quick song break. So this is the feminine takeover. For those y'all that's just checking in and realize that's all about. I know y'all love the little promo banner for it. So the feminine takeover is now full effect. It's an all-female takeover here or on the fly. So what we're going to do, we're going to go to a track real quick, and it's going to be by female, because Again, this is the female takeover. So we got two tracks starting matching. Vibin' and Clue by my girl Red Shades. And then by my girl Seven Gervais. We got Fade Away coming up. All right, we'll be back.
For them people who don't really want no problems, who stay cool but minding they business, cause they don't be all for that drama, and they don't be losing they tempers, lest you wanna see, cause they'll find them. Yes, I'm cool, calm, and collected, but I will show you a reminder, cause
y'all know I don't play that. Please don't get your face smacked, but I'd rather be nice to you. It took a lot for me to say that.
Don't get it twisted, I know you will say what's on my mind, cause that's how I feel. I know you used to just acting wild, but not with me, cause I keep it chill.
You be tripping off these people.
Fade away like you in my dreams. You're my hidden charm, my friend and Angelico, like Henny KBO. You untender your beard, plus you with it. Speak of money, language, she's other kids are related. We bishop is subliminal to the world. Beauty is in the eye of beholder, golden of girls, and I rock your world.
Where you should have been from the start. Why you breaking my heart? I gotta know what to do. see the truth when I look in your eyes. You're begging me for us to start over, cooking dinner, find you, and a Range Rover. I gave you my heart, I gave you my time, do anything at the drop of a dime. Somebody else entered your phone, I thought that I was losing my mind, and on top of that you told me
where can we go from here?
If I can't believe a word you say,
what can we do
to make this thing right?
If I'm checking your cell phone every day,
how can this still be good? If you make me feel oh so bad,
who has your love?
Who holds your heart?
It's where you should have been from the start.
Why you breaking my heart?
I gotta know what to do, babe.
All right, we're back in the building. Back in the building here on the fly, right here in the Dust Star Radio Network. Okay, so during the break, I mean, as it was chopping it up, you know, we found a little friend of ours to come to the show, definitely make this female takeover, make it make sense. And I'm glad to have in the building. Who's been on Life in the Dust live before? I want to give a warm welcome to a beautiful, and I like as like to call it all natural, Misha Maserati.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in the building.
How's everybody doing?
Hey, hello. I see you in the chat room. There we go. All right. Wherever he was talking about, he would do the most. All right, so. So, you know, it's been a while since you've been on the show, man. We definitely got to catch up with you. What has been going on with you? You know, I think before the last show we were doing, the video wasn't even out yet. And since then, the video is one of the things that happened. And you had the big move from Mentors down to Florida.
Yes. The video is out. We're getting plays. We're definitely trying to promote it. You can go on YouTube. Subscribe to Misha Maserati and look at Do the Math, or subscribe to CD Vision with Kids On, because it's on his page as well. The album drops December 1st. I'm going to go worldwide, actually. I'm working with a gentleman overseas right now in London. I just made it to Maxim. I'm going to work on my World Star video. So a lot is going on right now since we last spoke.
Wow, so you know, you know, wait, let me run this back. So you got a World Star video coming up?
Yeah, I do.
Wait, this is how you got to ask people, because, you know, you get different answers. Like, you don't want to, because when you assume, you make your ass out of you, it means like, you don't assume, ask a question. So what kind of World Star video? You mean like a, what were you fighting somebody? You in a fight with somebody? Like another music video? Are you for doing like one-on-one, like, where you be like, you should be one of them, ooh, hold on, let me go, let me make sure I'm in the choir. I really want to watch this video real quick.
Yeah, you're going to definitely want to be in a quiet room, but of course I keep my goodies on lock, but if it's going to be a lot of fun. a lot of implied, a lot of eye candy. So we definitely going to tackle that. I'll be one of the world star honeys. We're going to submit in there. And y'all get to enjoy my video. It's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we give it, definitely give a shout out to that. I don't know what's more beautiful some of the events that anything we doing. Since you just said that, it just made this a better thing. I think it just caught my second wind. Oh man. Yeah. So for as far as you know, since it is the female take, I'm gonna let y'all do y'all thing and kind of. I'm just gonna be doing like a quarterback. I'm gonna throw some stuff at y'all and let y'all take over the floor because you know it's a female takeover and let y'all handle do what y'all do. So, first topic of the day, which is you know, and people know I like to bring this up a whole lot. It's because it's always something that comes up a lot. You know, it just, like I say, it's just something that tends to happen a lot because there's always a story about it, and people always make it big news, and they got to talk to Misha about it before. Don't know if I've talked to SJ about it before, but as far as being natural, you know, I mean, getting y'all takes on that, you know, what does it mean to be natural? What is it, you know, versus what's your views on people who don't go natural? You know, the pros and cons, what do you feel on each subject? So, first, I'm going to take it to SJ first.
Let's see, being natural. To me, honestly, natural to me is how you were born. If you were born with curly hair, that's natural. I don't have a problem with people that besides, like, relax the hair, do whatever to the hair, add chemicals to it. It doesn't bother me because I've done so much to my hair. My hair hates me. It's ridiculous. But as long as your hair looks good, then it shouldn't matter how you rock it. All these girls walking around with, like, all this makeup on their face, like, taped on. Don't walk around talking about natural beauty. You got all this makeup taped on. That's not natural. Wash your face. Wake up in the morning and go, that's natural. There's nothing wrong with that.
I've been loving that. If you're saying no filter, and if you clearly have a makeup on, like,
yes.
What the hell is that?
I know, right? That's
yes.
So backwards.
It's
you
horrible.
Are clearly filtered. You did not come out the faucet that way. You clearly filtered yourself.
Yeah, people like Photoshop their pictures and then throw it on Instagram. Yeah, you might not use a filter on Instagram, but that ain't actually you.
Be like, I saw you this weekend, honey, and you did not look like that.
Exactly.
I agree with you as far as natural. Since I've been natural for about 3 years now, I feel that being natural is just exactly what it is. The way that God made you, the way that, you know, you were made, it is what it is. You didn't go get any fat sucked out of your waist to go and put it in your butt, or you didn't go and, you know, get a boob job, any of that. You just natural. It stems more from just your hair.
Yeah.
It's even for the people that smoke, you know. They smoke weed, but they smoke tobacco. No, you have to be natural. You got to go all the way. Let it go. Get rid of that tobacco. Be natural. Like, everything is natural. So they have to. People just have to accept it, embrace it, and they have a healthier life, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm about to go in a little harder, make it, you know, play devil's advocate, so. Are each of y'all natural, you know, as far as people might not know, are y'all each natural? Like, for me, I mean, not just your hair, but your body, period.
I would say, body-wise, I'm natural. Like, I have small boobs. I'm fine with that. I'm slowly getting ass, which I'm fine with. That's just how I am. I wouldn't say I'm... Sure, I have all these tattoos, so that's not natural, but other than that, I'm pretty natural, except for my hair. I like to add hair every now and then, but, you know, I got to sling it sometimes.
Hey, but I don't feel like tattoos are natural. I feel like that's, I don't feel like it's like augmenting necessarily. It's more like body art. But it's not necessarily taking away from, you're not messing up. To me, it's not like you're taking your body and saying, well, I want a new ass. Let's get a new ass. You know, it's not like that. You're not doing that. You just added ink to your body, which is not, which is untethered with. So you're not really, I see that still as natural. You just happen to have body art on.
Yeah. Body art is sexy.
True.
It looks real good.
Mm-hmm. So Amisha, just pass the mic to you on there. Are you all natural?
Oh, yes. I'm all natural. I didn't go buy anything. I didn't go and remove anything. I didn't go and take something from somewhere and put it anywhere else. No, lucky me. I am just going this way, like Lady Gaga say.
Now, because it definitely going in, because both of you, it is just ironic. It's just ironic on this discussion here, the fact that both of y'all are slim. I mean, SJ's nickname, the reason how SJ gets the nickname SJ is about that. And then, of course, with Amisha, too, you know, she's slim, too. So, you know, as far as being in the industry, in the modeling industry, and, of course, the urban industry, you know, still, no matter how you cut it, it's all about being thick. You know, how do y'all find a way to be successful in the industry that pushes that? And, of course, but the thing is, why I put a disclaimer out there for people, it's interesting because y'all are slim, but y'all are still thick, and a lot of people don't get that. They think that you got to have these astronomical butts and all that. But sometimes a butt look, you can have a nice butt just because it's shaped right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I would have to say on my end, as far as being slim but still slightly thick, and then, you know, being in competition with these super booties, it's like putting Kroger, well, let's do something. It's like putting Walmart and Winn-Dixie next to each other. It's like putting CVS and Walgreens next to each other. You're going to figure out which one has the best deal. So, you know, it's. I feel that's how I look at it. You know, like, hey, yay, y'all going over getting your CVS? Well, I'm Walgreens. I was here first. So it is complicated because we know that it's a heavy competition. We know that they want these girls because, I mean, that's the ideal look. Everybody wants a small waist with this oversized dump. So we have to embrace it by being different. One, my hair is pink, and I, you know, I shoot almost anything. And I'm sure this young lady, she likes to throw colors in and be cute. We just intrinsic. We have to be over the top different. Just
yeah, we have to come a lot harder. Yeah.
And it don't even be makeup. It just be like something so simple for me to go and dye my hair pink. Now people are finally paying attention to me. So it's like, wow, y'all didn't notice me when my hair was short. I'm still the same size, but now I look like, yeah, okay, cool, yeah, I'm down with it. Let's go.
Yeah.
Right, and that's you know, I want to throw that direction at you for a second, Misha. You know, with people, because we talk natural and people with short hair and whatnot. Because I mean, I remember a model came to me one time and she said, "Well, I don't really like, you know, I really want to shoot more with my natural hair, but." You know, a lot of times, some of y'all should wear wigs and stuff to do that more. And what do you guys say about that? Because I feel like, who the hell keeps saying that? Who the hell made this big thing that all of a sudden, if you got short hair, oh no, don't do nothing with her because it's not really sexy, whatever.
Oh my God. They told me that the whole time. That's why I fired my manager. Like, he told me, oh, well, they said you should go buy a wig and have a photo shoot because, you know, your look is different. I was like, that's why I hired you as my manager, dude. Like, what do you mean my look is different and I need to go buy a wig? I'm not going to go buy a wig. So, yeah, I was like, that's why I cut my hair. I don't go buy a wig. So, so it, those girls that people say, oh, you should wear your weave and stuff, you got to look at it like this. Some people cannot go natural and they don't look right. So when you see them, it's like, ooh, where is your hair weave at? Ooh, where your eyelashes? So it's always something. It's like, ooh, girl, I've been so used to you looking like Hello Kitty. Now you looking like Smash Kitty. What's going on? So.
It's not Smash Kitty.
Oh, Smash Kitty. So right.
Oh, Lord. And, you know, it's crazy, but the funny thing is you've done streets where you had hair. And I don't know, I like to sort of, because like you said, your manager said that, hey, they want to shoot you because you look different. Well, part of you looking different because of the short hairstyle and how you got it. So why the hell would y'all want to change it? That's what makes me feel weird. Like, I never get that.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm not changing it. I've turned down a lot of jobs over my hair. And I will continue to turn them down because I'm not dyeing my hair black. I'm not cutting it all off. This is who I am, and you either take me as I is. And I think most women need to get that in their system, embrace it, so that way they can be able to move forward. If they're not doing that, then they're going to stay trying to be like society.
See, me, it's different because I change my hair so much. So it's just like I can never keep the same hairstyle because I get bored so easily, so I just change it. Like, I don't mind rocking my own hair. Like, if I rock my natural hair, I might, like, last time I rocked it, I threw red in it, and then I changed it to, like, a tinge of, like, blonde. So it's just all on who the person is and how they rock it. Like, if you feel like you have to throw in weave to make yourself pretty, then, I mean, you have to learn how to love yourself naturally.
Yeah, because I like your, like, one of the hairstyles that, you know, you have a lot of shoots of recent is the one where you have the red, it was red at the top and then it's black at the bottom. Like, I like that because it was, you know, it's different, and it different always works on Carrie Munces. You like to see something a little bit different and stand out. And really just kind of not doing this. Because like, I did something like that, too. Like, this weekend, I decided to get crazy, and I said, because I usually keep it in waves and whatnot, but I was getting bored and wanted to do something different. It's because, you know, this is the first type of person I am. And I decided to cut my hair into a mohawk, so that was interesting. And he was like, you decided to do that? You know, so then and that, I haven't really had bad feedback, but you got a couple people that's like, man, why'd you get rid of the waves, man? You know, it's like, because it's whatever. Like, I want to do something different. Like, shit, I ain't going bald. Because I got hair, so there ain't no way to worry if it catch me going bald. Second off, you know, I didn't want the long hair thing. That's too much. I've been there, done that. I ain't got time for that. That's too much going on. So, yeah, I mean, I feel y'all on that. Like, who the hell want, you want to do what you want to do, and you want to feel good about it because something fun and something different that you want to do that's not what everybody else is doing, per se. Even though, not to say that we got unique hairstyles, we just doing something different. And that might be edgy to some people.
It's funny because, like, my job that I work at, I'm a waitress, and they're, like, really strict about hairstyles. Like, you have to have a natural hair color, and it's, like, crazy. So I find a way around that. Every time I, like, have this crazy hair color, I throw a wig on over it. So then, like, my manager would be like, I'll come in and work. He's like, well, so what color hairstyle you got today? And it's really funny because he know I will find a way. If I want to change my hair, I'm going to change it.
Yeah, that's crazy, you know. I'm blessed. I don't know, man, like, because it's all kind of hairstyles in my job. I be seeing everything. but it's crazy that we're not making no minimum wage money either. That's the funny thing. So it's like, wait a minute. You mean to tell me that people are really, no, they're not supposed to really be ourselves more so. And for the most part, you know, you can't come in looking extra crazy, but for the most part, you know, because he got people in there. They got this dude, he got his hair like a lavender and stuff. His other had hot pink, so it wasn't like they don't be tripping like that. As long as you come and do your goddamn job, then, and that's my thing, like, people need to come on, but if I'm doing my job and I'm being courteous, does that really freaking matter?
Yeah, exactly.
Because you can have a normal ass hairstyle and be whack as hell and be bad at your job.
Okay.
And so another female topic I want to talk about. Just like, yeah, it was back in my head and it went. Okay, well, no, I know what it was. All right, as far as, you know, being a female and being as far as in the industry, you know, starting to really take it more serious, starting to really understand, like, what I've been noticing lately, there's been a pattern I've been noticing that people are starting to realize more so that models, like a lot of, it's starting to be more and more prevalent because models are successful, are the ones that either are college educated or are just educated women who know how to study their craft. And, you know, as far as y'all, you know, what is like the different things you've done to kind of study to make sure that you stay on top of your game? So I'm taking the SJ first.
Where did SJ go?
All right, well, SJ, I'm going to take it to you first, Amisha.
Okay. Well, you want to know how do I stay on top of my business, honestly?
Like, you know, how you do that, and, you know, how do you, you know, what do you do to kind of prepare, to kind of learn the different things you want to do to kind of, you know, always stay on top and, you know, and not be, that's another statistic in the industry, just being another dumb chick, because I tell you, like, a lot of times, some people are just so, they're so needy, and it pisses me off, and I go on long tirades of how many different things, but, like, how do you find a way to stay independent and working hard, which is why people are, at the end of the day, either the haters who've done what they've done, people are still respecting because you put in the work you put in.
Yeah, and I had to learn the hard way. I had to learn, like, 2-3 type of ways. Like, my ex is, like, a big-time writer, and he works with a lot of big people. And he couldn't even take the time out to, you know, help me with my music and as well as my modeling. He knew he could place me in videos and do things like that. So, you know, I've already played the games of being dumb, being young, being stupid, you know, letting the industry fool you. So now the motivation is already there. I've already been played like a fool, so I can't even do it again. So if I do it again, I'm just a fool being played. I've already played the game, so it's over with. Now I can see right through something before it happens. Like, I can see somebody's game. They want to put me in a video. Oh, yeah, you know, why don't you come over? I want you to hang out. Let me know, get to know you. Now, you don't need to get to know me. My whole profile on the internet, you Google me, you know who I am. So you don't need to know me. So I'm always hitting people with that. I've been tried to be scammed. I've been tried to be all type of things. I'm not a groupie. I'm not going to become one. It never will be that way. I got to be a groupie. We got to follow around Boosie and Lil Wayne, just stalking them. We got to do that. So I got to do all that, get it out of my system. Now I'm at focativity. It's like, if I ain't focused, it ain't about nothing. Are you talking checks? No? Oh, okay, bye.
Right. And the thing is, if they want to holler at you, just be real. I think, like, a lot of times, like, you just be real and say, hey, I want to holler at you. I think y'all be more responsive to them and just come out and say that. You never know. You might actually have a little bit of light for them, but, like, oh, I might actually give you some play. But because they don't come out and say it.
Yes, like, it's flattering to know when someone, you know, likes you. It's like, oh, wow, thank you. But then when you trying to beat around the bush, play the game, act like it's business, but you're trying to reap some pleasure, no, it don't work that way. And I thank the Lord, am able to see all of that before it even happens, before I even have to get into someone's office or take a blank trip or anything. I see all through the game, the text messages, the emails, the phone calls. I'm the queen of see through it. I be like, oh, no, that ain't right.
That's such a new nickname. You gonna tell you, that's going to be your new nickname, the queen of see through it. That's going to be your new nickname.
Queen see through. I'll be Queen Plastic. I come right through it.
Okay, so I think Ed's just making a video. Yeah, there we go. All right, so Ed,
okay.
What you got? What you got?
Sorry.
I know you got
I'm driving, so I'm going in and out. I'm driving, my bad, y'all. But no, like she was saying, like, a lot of dudes think us females are really stupid. Like, I get so many emails about, hey, I want to book you for this, I want to book you for that, contact this number, so I'll contact them. And, you know, they were like, so what do you like to do for fun? And no, don't contact me about that. Like, if it's not business, don't contact me. If I wanted to talk to you for pleasure purposes, I'm pretty sure you would have had my number by now.
Damn. That's why I got two numbers. Got two numbers for that reason. I be for real, like, if some people be doing that, you gotta know, because they call this number, you be like, okay, damn, you call this number because you want to do that. I'll give you that number. You hard people got the one number, because you got that number, you got a certain number, it's because, hey, it's either because you actually have some civil chance of hollering at me, or is because you are a person who I find that's cool. It's cool to be in my personal circle, to know what's going on with me personally, and I can trust my personal business with them. Other than that, you stay on the other number. I'd be confused with people, too. They'd be like, man, I got two of your numbers. It's like, oh, yeah, I forgot I gave you the other one. And I'd be forgetting I do that, because certain people, they are blessed with two numbers, because they, you know, it's just what it is. Now, as far as like, what I know, it's a lot of times is, you know, we see a lot of times where people obviously say, no, baby daddies, all these men out here are bad baby daddies, just that and other. But, you know, it's a lot of women, you know, that are just sorry as hell, and there's no light really being shown on that. It's more so being shown to males, just because it's the stereotypical thing to do. What do y'all feel to say about that? You know, speaking, you know, being a voice for, just speaking against that. Like, what do y'all have to say about this? Because it gets to the point where I get, because I've seen so many males and know some males personally that really be trying to handle their business, and some of these women be online, be threatened, and whatever, it's ridiculous. I look, I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, so I'm going to take it to Amisha first. You know, what's your thought process on that?
Thought process on what? I'm so sorry. I'm having like four conversations.
All right, so I'm going to repeat this. I know it was a long line of questions. So I'm going to go through the long line of questions.
It was like four questions at once.
It was. Right? It was like bad. It was like I had to explain to make you see where I was going. All right, so basically my question is,
how the children feel when they in class. They be looking at the teacher like, huh?
So usually we get in society that, especially when it comes to African American society, we get that it's always bad baby daddies, but a lot of people not realizing that it's the other way around. You know, what's your view on that? You know, personally, seeing that there are some good men out there who do have their business, but they're not getting that recognition.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Good man. I love the 50-50 effect as far as good men. I don't like women that bash and, oh, there are no good men or no good men. No, maybe it ain't no good women. You know, it's like 50-50 to me, because you have a a bunch of scallywags, then you got the ghettos, and then you got the bougie, the classy, the ladies and the women. So, and then don't forget the hoes. So you got all this group of women that men have to go through. And we just going through, what, three different categories of men? What we got? We got the street, men. What else? What, the educated and the mama's boy. That's the three little groups of men that you have to go through. And they have to go through all these groups of women. I do not believe it. And when women sit around, oh, there are no good men, there's no good men, I'll be like, okay, well, what you doing? Why you don't have a man? Or at least a little man toy, something. I mean, I don't think it's the men. I think maybe you need to go and check yourself. I'm a firm believer of that.
And take you on the other part of it, as far as the recognition for the good baby daddies out there who are actually having business, what do y'all say to women who still treat them like shit?
What, the women that treat their men like they is, or women that are with men?
Yeah,
that
well,
treat them
like shit? You know, as far as they got their child's father actually being active in their child's life and actually doing and handling business, but they still driving them out on the internet and whatnot.
Oh, I don't like them either. I'm a motivator for telling the man to leave. I'm like, bro, you should leave her. Like, she is no good. Maybe, like, people think that that's not what you do, but I'm so with that because you don't do people like that. I believe that you're not supposed to do people wrong. I've done people wrong. I've had karma come back to me, and now I feel like you just don't do people like that. So I know a couple of people, females, that are like that. And I tell they do, I'd be like, bro, I'll leave her if I was you. She don't cook. She don't feed you. She talk to you crazy. But I'll leave her. Like, leave her ass with the kid and be like, all right, bye. Drop my child support, get my kid, take care of my kid, and do what I have to do and let her feel what it's like to really have an ain't shit nigga. Then she'll appreciate his ass. I bet that.
Okay, I'm going to slide over to SJ. Damn.
Yeah, like, y'all know my situation. I mean, guys just don't really, you know, click like that. But it's not that because they bad. I mean, I probably had more problems with females than probably men when I first, you know, switched or whatever. But honestly, these females nowadays, they don't know how to act at all. They really don't, like, they want too much.
But they're new age. We got these new age women around here. They just want to lay on their back, you know, and think they're supposed to eat McDonald's and chicken and stay skinny. They watch too much TV, so.
Yeah.
They knew it.
Exactly. Like, everyone thinks, like, oh, you gay because some guy must have did you wrong. No, like, I'm gay because I like girls. I mean, I've been done wrong by a man, but I mean, it's not that that's the reason why. It's just I'm attracted to girls.
And you know what? I love when I hear that because it really is a lot of chicks who are asking who really the whole discussion is. Well, the man is doing well so much. Oh, I'm going to go to girls. And it's so annoying because I know a lot of my other friends who would. Freaking, it would be dogging these females out. They'd be dogging them out of work. And I'd be like, damn, I'm like, I never did a shit like that. And they just be doing the most. And I laugh at, you know, it's always refreshing when I hear that's you really, it's just because that is your purpose of who you decide to be attracted to. Not just because, oh, I think they're going to treat me better. Like, where the hell did that come from?
Oh, girls be lying. They use it as an excuse. Just like when they be like, oh, I don't like girls, but I want to kiss one. You like girls. Shut up. So,
seriously.
Like, I don't like girls, but when I get drunk, I want to make out with them. Okay.
Yeah, how is it every time you're drunk, you're making out with one? Every time you're not, you didn't tell me that. It's not even, to me, it was by a curious. When you did that first couple of times, after a while, I'm like, come on, son. Let's say you like girls, too. That's just say stop and just, well, I'm just, you know, I hate the word experimenting so much. Because after a while, an experiment is no longer an experiment. You just happen to like both. Just be real with yourself. Because when you're
exactly.
not real with yourself, you're going to be 10 steps back, and you ain't going to be able to keep it moving forward to, you know, get into this plan you're trying to get to.
Yeah, exactly. Girls like girls because they like girls. They just
exactly.
They make up excuses just because they worried about what society gonna say.
There's some girls that they just be confused. So it's like 1 minute they lesbian, next minute they with a guy, all in love, and then next minute it forget
just because they want it both.
Yeah.
They want it both.
Yeah.
They just want love so bad, they confuse what they want. I've been
exactly.
That, so they just confuse. They just be like, man, I just want to love. I don't care who I love.
Yeah.
God damn it, if a dog walked up right now, we can love each other. Like, so I think that's more so what they be going through. A lot of, you know, people who are bi or, you know, they just back and forth. I'm all down with the bias. Be bad. Do your thing. You know, whatever. Just be real about it. Don't be trying to
exactly.
be, oh, I'm like this because of this. Stop lying.
Exactly.
You just like.
Right. And sometimes, I like the bias chicks sometimes more than this. It's weird. Some people are going to be like, man, like, what do you say, Sonny Jay? But y'all know how I do it. My mouth is very unapologetic and unfiltered. But a lot of times the chicks who are very comfortable with saying, hey, I like both girls and guys, it's not necessarily the fact that, oh, I'm trying to have a threesome with them. It's more so the fact of they being clear and flat out on the point of saying, hey, F the hell what people got to say, and that's what I want to do, that's what I want to do. So I don't disrespect it at all. And to the people that, you know, that's just living their life the way they choose to and it's not hurting no one, you know, I'm all for it.
Yeah, I agree.
I got one more tough topic for y'all. One more. Mm-hmm. All right, so as far as reality shows, and there's some different ones that I have, you know, how do you feel that they, especially the ones of African-American women in it, how do you feel that they portray, you know, the woman in the industry, that's how they handle their business. You know, how do you feel that these women portray y'all? And, you know, what's the pros and what's the cons? You know, some people just threw a little pros in it, but, what's your pros and cons that you've noticed that you see when it comes to reality shows, especially with African-American women?
Honestly, personally, I think it's a lot harder for African American women in the industry just because, I don't know, like when I first started modeling or whatever, everyone's going to be like, it's going to be 10 times harder just because, like, if you look at Vogue, how many, like, African Americans do you see in Vogue? And, like, when I first started modeling, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to do, like, high fashion modeling. So, I mean, it was hard. I had to go out there and work way harder than all these other females just because of my skin color.
Well, they make it hard because people are looking at what they're doing. And then you have these regular women trying to upkeep with what these people on reality TV are doing. And they automatically giving the community, the people, men, other women, the wrong ideal about us. They think a lot of people, when I first started saying, oh, I'm a model, they didn't take me serious. They had to start seeing work, seeing me getting published, seeing people use my face for promoting. They started to notice, like, this girl really is a model. It took me almost 2 years to prove myself to everybody that I actually was a real model. And there's one because I'm black. And they automatically, the things about models is they automatically think you automatically a whore. If you're a video vixen, as I am now, I do videos and I'm a model. So they think, oh, you messing with everybody that you hook up with. Oh, you did a photo shoot with this person. You hooking up with that person. I'm like, why? When? Who? No, not me. So I think reality TV, the pros of it is that it lets people get to know who you are. Like, I would love to have a reality show, have a camera following me around. People be like, this is the craziest girl that I know. She is so fun. She's so cool. So she's so, yes, real, so normal. So that's the best thing about it. The worst thing about it is that everybody in your business and everybody can make an opinion of you and say what they want to say about you and not know jack about you.
Okay. SJ. At least I got one more. Okay. This is one more, but it's one more that I had in my head too. It was like, dang it. I just sprung that one in my head. And this is because I think this fits. And this is my assumption. I haven't met y'all in person, but just going off of what y'all talk about, just paying attention to y'all pages and this and the other. One thing I want to talk about is wall huggers. In the club, you know, the females that come and get dressed up and they just sit and stand around. You know, how do y'all feel about that? You know, are y'all the chick type of chicks that go in the club that turn up and be dancing? Or y'all the chicks that be, you know, trying to hold the wall up even though the building can hold themselves up?
Getting on the floor, I'm getting sweaty, I'm having fun, I'm probably going to waste a couple drinks and buy more. It's just, I have a good old fun time. If I go out, I go all out. I don't know what it feels like to hug the wall. Like, I've never hugged the wall. I've been partying since, what, teenage years. If I'm hugging the wall, if I'm hugging the wall, I'm told to F up, and I need somebody to help me if I'm hugging the wall.
When I hear music, I got to dance. Like, if there's music playing, I'm not going to just sit around, stand there, look at each other. If I want to do that, I go to stay behind home and watch TV or something. If I go out, I'm going out.
I'm dancing in the house.
Exactly.
I'm dancing at work. I don't even hear no music and I'm dancing.
Hold on. I see we got a caller. Somebody snuck into the call line. Nowhere. I see we got a caller on the air. Who we got from the from Funky Town?
Major League Juicy Drew.
What's good? What's good? You show me. Okay. You gonna put an extra way. You gonna show love to his show in the drill. In Real Soul Radio, you put in the extra work tonight. But what's
hey,
up,
what's
man?
Up
welcome to the show, bro.
What's up with y'all?
Shoot, that much, man. You know, we got the female takeover today. You got my girl SJ, Misha. You know, SJ is a regular host of here, but Misha stepped in and been a guest co-host. And, heck, man, I know you're going to step through again later on because I know you're going to be here for Real Spill Radio with your girl, because that's how they turned up. Thursday's like a party night, man. It's terrible because, you know, I come on the fly, and then I begin that little break, and then I come make him do Real Spirit Radio on this instant. And, hey, he just said Major League. You know, his boy in Major League actually a host on Real Spirit Radio, his boy Simi, so... That's definitely crazy.
I catch that right there because I be leaving work and I tune in for that. That junk be live.
Yes, it be. She talk shit about much as I can.
I got a little good spell, man.
Yeah.
I'm about to shameless plug you real quick, Drew. And, man, that's – I want to say big ups to y'all for putting that Virgo party together because y'all know I was bugging the hell out of it. I was like, man, I got to put this Virgo party together. I'm going to talk shit and tell people, hey, Virgos is where it's at. So I definitely want to say shout out to – I'm putting that together, man, because I'm ready to, like, really turn up tomorrow.
Virgos were trying to turn up.
Hold on. I got to say what I'm saying about. I'm going to halfway agree with him on that because some of them be like, okay. Like, they don't be having no excitement. They be making my sound look wet. But at the end of the day, just like, you know, the nickname that I have, which has actually been given by him, Mr. Always Turk Up, because you can give me liquor or you cannot give me liquor. I'd be straight sober and turn up. I'm one of the most turned up Virgos you're going to know, period.
Think so, man.
What?
I think so, brother. Yes.
Her show will be on in actually 59 minutes. Well, she'll be on the air in 59 minutes, so. Yes, so call you say number, call right back in 59 minutes, and you know you can talk trash. You can talk trash with Goldie and talk trash with Simi, because you know I'm telling you, like Drew, you know you, because you hang out with Simi, so you know, but when he on the air, he's like a whole other person. He's like a whole other person on the air. It's crazy. Because it's gonna be. We get those ratchet letters, man. I mean, cause SJ, you have, oh my God, SJ, we get those most ratchet letters that come in, and these freaking, I really be like looking at, like, who the hell sent this shit in asking for our advice? It'd be some crazy people that send some letters, be asking for advice. It'd be like, why? Why did you send this in? So, yeah, bro, make sure you call back in, you know, right at midnight. Cause this gonna be, you know, that's what we turn up on Real Spirit Radio.
Yeah, you gotta play one of my songs on this motherfucker, man.
Oh yeah, we gonna play one on the way out. Matter of fact, I'm gonna play one by Misha, and I'm gonna play one by you on the way out. So I'm gonna play one of my favorite songs by Misha Maserati, because I like it. It's romantic, yeah. It's got that street romance to it. So we gonna play Through the Mask. And then today we're gonna turn it up, and we're gonna play Dragging That Wagon. So
hey.
All right, y'all. So y'all, after this season, we're gonna close on that, so we better.
Right on. Night, brother.
Good night.
When it's me and you, me and you, one. shouted. What the hell you tripping for? You knew when we started this, what was up, and now you want more. I mean, ain't no death for you when things get hard and when it's straight. You must shout it right. I take care of shit when you can't, and not do damn well. Late night drilling, think I should get paid, but to my life, you need more than me.
Just a late night,
man. We kick it tougher than closest home.
Always real and never fun.
Even my niggas be looking at me like,
you tripping, homie.
Light up this ticket for me. Uncap this Henny for me.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you what's really on my mind if you let me.
I mean, really, Martin, all this talk about how I can't get a man. Please. Now, Martin, do I look like I can't get a man with all this wagon I'm dragging?
Yeah. This a public service announcement. I need all basic bitches off the dance floor. Yeah. And make room for all that wagon that she dragging. Yeah.
Just call me up, email me, whatever. You got all my numbers and contact, and I got your back.
Aight. Shoot, man. That being said, y'all be rolling out. Y'all know what happened in 50 minutes, just 50 minutes. Real Spirit Radio's coming on. It's about to be crazy. That's how she always does it. My girl, your girl Goldie and friends, her co-host with the most. Excuse me. You got your boy Chase. You got my boy Simi. And then, of course, you got got me as well, too, acting a fool with them as well. So y'all check in, and there we have y'all. Deuces. Okay.